Well, I don't think it's wrong to wonder. Certainly, God has given us these relationships that are precious to us. We're made in His image. It's not good for man to be alone. And that doesn't just apply to a marriage relationship. But Paul, the Apostle Paul, of all people who we might think of, you know, as being a loner and maybe not needing human relationships as much, well, he was surrounded by people that he loved. And when he writes to these people in these cities, these letters, he says, I long for you. I miss you. You are my joy and my crown. And he says in Thessalonians that we are to be comforted by the fact that we are going to be rejoined together with loved ones who have died, and we will together be in the presence of the Lord. So it's not just to rejoice that we'll be with the Lord, but also that we'll be with loved ones who have loved the Lord and are now with Him. So it's certainly very natural to wonder what our loved ones are experiencing. I think the danger is when we start speculating based on people's supposed after-death experiences, some of which may be valid, some of which may not, and then some of the occultish type things where we're trying to communicate with our loved ones who have died, which Scripture actually specifically prohibits.